you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on LiveParanormal.com.
Edition of My Darkest Hour Radio. I am your host, Stefan Brigati. Thank you for joining me on this fabulous Thursday evening. We are live 8 p.m. prime time on the Pacific Coast. So hope you guys are with us and those of you on the East Coast that are staying up extra late to hang out with us. Once again, we truly appreciate that. So hope everybody had a good week. Been taking the time off every other week for quite a while now. I've been doing a lot of playing, a lot of shows. Of course, we talked about the awards that we won last week for the best single of the year and all that fun stuff. But anyway, let's get back to the show and things at hand. So tonight on My Darkest Hour, for those of you who have the website, liveparanormal.com, Ministry FM Radio, which are, once again, thanks to all my producers and the people who make the show happen. This week, we have Michelle LeBaron. Now, we've talked a little bit about with her at some of the events that we've done over the years. Haven't really had too much time to really get her on the show. So, once again, we're great to have her on the show and talk a little bit with her. I saw her recently at the Vulture City Paracon. But I'm going to tell you people out there that tune in and want to know the updates for all those events. That was an amazing event. A really, really great time hanging out with our good friends, Jay and Marie, and all the people that were involved. But we plan these things all year, and we get everything ready in our presentations and what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do. You know, we get to the event, and then there's a meet and greet, and everybody's having a good time. Next day is, you know, the conferences, and then we start doing the investigation. And then Sunday, we're coming back to California. It doesn't give us, honestly, enough time to spend with the people that are at these events. People like Michelle that are great investigators and have a great technique. As a matter of fact, they refer to her as the ghost magnet because everywhere she goes to, ghosts seem to migrate to her, and she's very much a strong. So her feelings, the vibrations she get when she does the investigating, you know, it seems like these spirits really connect with her, you know. So she's very successful at what she does. And I think that's a huge thing because I'm always talking about when you're out there doing the investigations and showing their respect and you're creating that good vibe, they're going to want to interact with you a lot more than the guy that goes in there right at the top talking smack, saying, I call you out, you better show yourself to me, you know, and stuff like that, because these are spirits, are people too, just out of body, you know, and they deserve the same respect as we would give to anybody else. Treat them with respect, they'll treat you with respect, and you're going to have a lot better investigation. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and bring her on the show. I see you're waiting right here in the green room. Let's click her in.
Hello?
Hello there. Michelle, is that you?
Yes. Hi, Stefan. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thanks for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it. And like I was just saying, you know.
Thank you so much.
No problem. At Vulture City, these events happen so fast, and there's a lot of people there. We don't really get a chance to sit down and do a lot of talking with them. One of the first people I thought about in that situation was you. I wanted to spend some more time talking with you, but things were happening so fast, we just didn't really get a chance. So thank you for coming on the show and hanging out with us.
Thank you. I was pretty bummed because you guys were, like, there, and then you left. And, you know, I really, really want to investigate with you sometime. And they do go fast. They're not long enough, for sure. It was a great event, though.
We should try to expand those Paracons to a week-long Paracon. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, hell yeah. A festival. That'd be awesome.
Right?
Get some bands and some paranormal music together. That'd be great.
Big old paranormal party. Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
So let me ask you this question. This is my golden question that I always ask everybody, because everybody either has a story similar to, or there is a connection about how we all got started with the paranormal. So for all the listeners out there, if you can give us kind of a background on how you got involved with the paranormal.
You know, it's in my family. My great-great-grandfather was a psychic. He was with Brotherhood of Light. He drew or illustrated the Egyptian tarot. It's on my mom's side of the family. Everyone in my family have special types of gifts, from healers to mediums to witches, all that stuff. And they're gifts, and I'm blessed with the gifts that I have gotten or given to me. The paranormal has been in my life for a very, very long time. I didn't start tapping into it until a little bit after my 20s. And then once I was in my 30s, the shows came on. I got an interest in it and went on some ghost hunts with some really top name people in the field, and I fell in love with it, joined a team, fell in love with it even more, and decided to branch out on my own because I felt that I had a purpose in the field. And that's how it became how it is today. I told myself I'd never join a team ever again, but just recently I took over the REAP Investigations West Coast chapter, and it's myself, Lisa Ludwig, and Rhonda Grimes Vegas, and big things are coming. We're going to go out there. We're going to collaborate with teams. We're going to collaborate with individual investigators. We're going to go all over the West Coast, and have them join us in these haunted locations, collaborate with them, share with everyone on Facebook Lives, show these people out there watching that there are amazing investigators out there that nobody really knows about. And that's what we will be doing next year. And I'm pretty, pretty excited about it. So excited.
That sounds really, does sound exciting. I mean, that's the thing you want to do. You want to get these experienced investigators together and shared, you know, tips and tricks and technique and, you know,
mm-hmm.
how do you get this?
Yes.
And, you know, and that's where we expand paranormal and we start getting into the research, you know. For the years
yeah.
I've been doing this show, I'm always complaining about I meet hundreds of investigators at all these places and all over, and I get emails from investigators and investigators. But unfortunately, I do not get to meet that many researchers. You know, investigation
yes.
falls short.
I actually
if we're not
have
doing research.
One on the team. I've got Rhonda Grimes Begas. She's an amazing historian and an amazing researcher. And I'm pretty excited about, you know, incorporating my gifts, her gifts, and Lisa's gifts all in one and just take this field by storm and share with everyone, you know, what we find, our findings, and have them live vicariously through us for the ones that can't join in, you know, and watch us live doing what we do. So, yeah, it's awesome.
That sounds exciting. That's cool. Well, I'd like to check that out when you guys start getting that going. So,
springtime.
I do understand that your family goes back to a very long lineage of people. You know, obviously the psychic vein runs through the entire family. Of course,
yeah.
during those times, you're going to have those who are practicing the mystical arts, of course, because, you know, they're in tune with a lot of things. So it opens up a lot of things
mm-hmm.
for, you know, practicing ritual magic, whatever it is. You know, so that's a good that you have that strong connection. So, obviously, you've been experiencing the paranormal your whole life, seeing things. When you started getting older, though, when you started trying to learn a little bit more about the paranormal investigating side, did you go out and try to do things yourself, or did you learn from other people, maybe in the family, that took you out to do some of that work?
Well, you know, I witnessed things that I couldn't explain. I mean, like poltergeist activity and seeing shadow people. And that's what sparked my interest, because I've had incidents happen where, I mean, it was scary incidents. I mean, seeing a woman going around my house, I could see her past my window, like she was like going around the house at the same time. It was like, it was so weird. But when I got interested in it, I did do events and things and join in so I could learn, because I was so interested. Being young, it didn't so much bother me. And being a teenager, I've seen it, I felt it, I dealt with it, but it was like, you know, I got my hormones flowing, I'm getting, you know, I'm a teenager, I'm partying it up, having a good time. But once I got
yeah.
older, and I'm really starting to see this and see my gifts, it all went from there. I mean, it like my middle 20s is when I started to get my gifts, you know, my gifts started to heighten. So that's how that is.
Yeah, I get it. It's true. You're used to this stuff and then you're going on with your life. So there's not a whole lot of time for that. And they're trying to get your attention. You're like, yeah, I'll be back later. We'll try again later. You know, I got stuff to
yeah,
do, of course. You know,
exactly.
growing up gets in the way.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny. They say a lot of people are born with a lot of gifts. And as they get older, they kind of lose touch with them because life gets in the way. You start living and your mind gets cluttered with other things.
I'm thinking, you know, and I've felt this, that the older I'm getting, the more intuitive, the more open I have been ever. I don't know if it's because I've been to so many places and felt so many different energies and everything. My body has just been in tuned with it. I mean, I can walk into someone's home and say, yep, you got something, you know, or nope, there's nothing here. I don't feel it. But yeah, it is bizarre. I mean, I'm also meditating and I've been opening up my third eye oh my gosh. I mean, I see it all over. I see shadows. I hear voices. It's not like I'm schizophrenic or anything or crazy, you know, or mental. It's opening, and it's making me see more than I've ever seen, and sometimes frightening things, visual things that pop in my head that I see. It's crazy.
Wow. Sometimes there's a lot, you know, you get the good things and sometimes you got to get the bad things to come along, and that's kind of rough, you know.
Yeah, it is.
But I know
especially
I'm trying to interpret something. Yeah, they're trying to let you know something or get something across to you, and sometimes they show, like when we see accident victims and stuff, that's always kind of rough. You know, it's always better when they show themselves all nice and healed and stuff, but. Yeah.
I was at the Blair House, and we came in contact with a man and a woman. It was Amy Green and I inside of the Blair House in the really, really haunted room. We slept there, and there was a man and a woman coming through the spirit box, and she was blaming him for killing her in a car accident, and he was apologizing. I mean, this was crazy stuff, Stefan. I mean, it was like they were having a conversation with each other, and he was asking for help, and he was apologetic, and she's all, I can't forgive you. I'll never forgive you. I mean, I wish I had that on video, because it was one of the most insane sessions I've ever had, and I believe it was Marcy and Amy Green and I in that room at the time, and we were just absolutely blown away. And then we stopped the session, said goodbye. We're like, oh my God, because I don't know how to help someone. I mean, I can try and guide them to where they need to go, but I can't tell them that they have to go, you know. But I fell asleep that night, and Amy Green was laying next to me. We shared a bed, and I opened my eyes, and there was a man. He had put his face in front of my face. His face was extremely bloody. His part of his scalp was hanging off his head like he had gotten an automobile wreck. And I screamed bloody murder because I'm seeing a bloody face in front of my face, some guy. I mean, clear as day. I mean, if I was an artist and I could draw it, oh my God, it'd be amazing. But I screamed so loud, like, oh my God. And it woke Amy up. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? My heart, I swear to you, was going about 150 miles an hour. I mean, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. My heart was racing so fast. But when I screamed and I said, oh my God, go away, and I put my hands over my eyes and moved my hands away, he was gone. And then, so I'm freaking out that there's some creepy dude in the room, you know, showing himself, but in reality, he wasn't there to hurt me. He wasn't there to scare me. I believe it was the gentleman that I had spoken to through the spirit box session, and he was showing himself to me. And that was a pretty intense night that I've ever had. One of the most intense. So, yeah, it was crazy.
Wow, it's horrifying.
It was very horrifying. It was so real. So real. I have so much.
Yeah,
I prefer
they don't do that,
book.
You know. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. It was
asked
me to move him along or something, and I'm, you know, I don't, I might have that talent, but I, you know, I can guide them, but I cannot make them or tell them to go where they need to go. There's just no way. There's some special people out there that can, though. So,
well, I think a lot of it's like counseling. You know, you find out what's going on with the spirit, then you try to work on those issues, and once they can let go or they want to move on, it's up to them to really make that choice. We just can't grab them and throw them through some portal and say, there you go, bye, enjoy yourself. You know, there's things that's what they call unresolved business, and that's what it is.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your nickname, the Ghost Magnet. You know, I've heard other people say you attract ghosts really easily if we just put you in a location. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you got that nickname.
You know, I don't even remember. I just, everyone just started calling me that. I mean, because I can't explain the things I get. I can't tell you that it's paranormal because, I mean, it is unexplained what I get. But it's just bizarre. Whenever I'm around people or people witness things like spirits talking to me, me capturing photographic images and unexplained voices on recorders and spirit boxes. And I mean, everyone, or I'll take a photo and there'll be images and they'll say, oh my gosh, Mish, you're a ghost magnet. I mean, granted, there are a lot of people that are ghost magnets out there. But for some reason it just stuck on me and everyone just calls me that, so I'm taking it.
Perfect. Yeah. If that works for you, then that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like I was saying in the beginning of the show, it's all about respect and connecting with the energies that you're in. And obviously, you're a natural, so you kind of got those good energies and you go in there. And I think some of the spirits attracted to that energy, and that's why, you know, they're coming at you. Even the guy that appears in your sleep all bloody trying to get your attention, he sees that you're someone that they can easily contact with and, you know, gives it a try.
A lot of people say that it's, you know, with why so many spirits congregate around me is because I have this energy and a light that they can see and they go towards that. And you're right, the respect thing. I respect them just as I would respect anybody else that's alive, because that's just who I am. I'm a very kind, respectful person, and they see that. And I'm a very gentle, loving person, and they see that. And I think that's why they congregate around me. So
that's awesome. You know, that's an important thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you got good energy, they're gonna show themselves to you. They're gonna interact more. You know, I always talk about those guys that try to come in off the street and they just start provoking because that's what they see on TV and they think that's how it's done. You know, it's not about that. You know, yeah.
If you get
respect, you'll get it.
Oh, I have never, ever, ever done that. Never. And if I see anything like that and I'm in an investigation, I will say something. I mean, I will not even be involved with it. I'll leave. I don't want anything like that around me. It breaks my heart when people do that shit. It really does.
Yeah.
Makes me angry. Yeah,
I try to say something about it for a couple of reasons. First of all, I don't think they should approach it like that. I mean, if they're somewhere and they're getting scratched or things are being thrown at them, they're violently, sure, whatever. But coming around the top, you know, I always say that to them, say, hey, you know, you shouldn't try it like that. You should try the other approach and see and, you know, work your way up to whatever technique you're going to use, you know, but you want to show them respect. Because if the spirit's standing there hearing me say that, he might go, oh, well, this guy's kind of cool. I'll just talk to this guy. So,
exactly.
You know, it can work both ways for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to put out negativity. You're going to get it back at you. So, sometimes it'll be very scary for you because you'll be physically harmed or even attached by something not nice. So, Yeah, I feel you. I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
saddens me.
Well, you know, people forget that these are people too. So they just come off, with, you know, with that whole calling you out. They even Ghost Adventures. And by the third season, they were doing that to everybody. But as the year has gone by, they've learned that doesn't work. It's not as effective as trying to be cool and trying to make peace with that spirit off the top. You know, trying to work out that connection. You know, you're trying to make a new friend. So that's what it's all about. You know.
I love it. I love it.
isn't it cool?
I love this field. Yes, it's. I mean, a lot of people are like, "Oh my gosh, Mish, you've got some balls of steel to be doing what you're doing." And it's not necessarily that. It's my passion. I'm so passionate in it. And like I said, I haven't mentioned, I had a palm reader read my palm. She's 90 years old. And she told me, she said that this is my last life on earth, that I have lived 8 lives, and this is what I am to do on this earth, is to try and find answers and try to help the spirit realm and, you know, just do what I do and continue to do it and never give up. And I've never given up. Even with, like, I've been bullied, I've been bashed, you know, but I never gave up. I kept going and going and going because this is so dear to my heart and I love it so much and I'm so passionate for it. And I'm here for a reason and I'm staying and I will not quit until I'm in the spirit realm. You know what I mean? So, I'm on a mission. I am on a mission.
Well, that's awesome. And you've got the right passion and you have the good energy to keep doing it and pushing it. So I totally believe that's all true. You know, even after you leave this world, maybe you'll be on the other side helping people at the same time, you know?
Yes, I plan on it. and I plan on haunting some people too, so...
Yeah, of course.
But yeah.
Absolutely. How
cool.
How cool is that? Nice. Well, so tell us a little bit about, I'm trying to read this text right here. Tell us a little, like, 3 of your all-time favorite paranormal stories of things that have happened to you in the field.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. The top 3, a shadow mass coming towards me at the Washoe Club, and I saw it fully with my own eyes. It was vibrating. It was pulsating. You can hear it. You can hear the energy coming off of it. And I also captured a photo of that black mass, and he's the shadow man at the Washoe Club. That's one. The bloody face guy at the Belair House. I was down in the basement with Bill Reap, and we were using the thermal camera. And we had a psychic medium on the other end of the live. I mean, this is all live. This is what I like to do. I like to do investigations live and raw so people can see it. There's no editing. There's no fakeness. It's right there. We were in the basement, and this lady said, "There's a young boy by the stairway." So we walked over there, and I'm like, "Are you here, little boy?" You know, and Bill goes down, and he looks at the table, and he captures a handprint right next to me on the table. And it looked like a small handprint, and it was hot. It was red, like he had been standing there with his hand on the table, and he pulled it off. So that was a pretty cool time. Eureka, Nevada, I went there, and I investigated the Jackson House and I captured a female spirit on the Spiritus ITC application saying my name twice. And it's not my first name. It was my full name twice.
Really?
She said it once.
Nice.
Yes. The video, I have it on my presentation. I also have it on my paranormal page. It'll blow you away. But when she said my full name, everyone in that room was like, oh, my God. I mean, everyone was shocked. And I stood up. I was like, oh, my God. I was shocked. You can even see me sitting there, like, in a daze. I was like, holy shit. Sorry for the profanity, by the way.
That's okay.
But then I went, but I was so excited, and I said, look, and there's other spirits speaking through, and I said, can you do me one more big favor for me? Can you say my name again? I would love it if you would say my name just one more time. And as soon as I said that, it goes, Michelle LeBaron, like that.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was just insane. I mean, there's so many places I've been. I mean, everywhere I've been. I mean, very rare have I not. You know, there's a lot of people that investigate and they don't get nothing at all. But it's very rare that I don't. Anytime I'm in a haunted location, I capture EVPs, disembodied voices, photos, you know, all that stuff. And I can't explain it. And when I'm with people, they capture stuff. And, I don't know. I mean, those are the two. I'm rambling all over the place. I just had a cup of coffee at 8:30 at night. That's wonderful.
That's okay. People want to hear you talk, so that's what this is about.
Yeah, I worked all day and I was tired. I was like, oh God, I better make some coffee. So, those are the two best times, the Washoe and the Jackson Hotel in Eureka.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the hotel up there yet. That's pretty cool, though. That sounds like a good one.
Oh, my God.
I've investigated the Washoe Club a lot, and that's a tricky place.
Yeah, you know, the Washoe Club is one of the most haunted locations, in my opinion, in the United States. It never disappoints. Never. And then you've got Jackson House. The Jackson House in Eureka. Yes, there's a lot of other places in Eureka, Nevada, but the Jackson House is the most haunted in that town. Where else? Oh, Vulture City. That place was off the hook. I cannot lie. it was amazing. We captured some pretty amazing poltergeist activity on film. It hasn't been shared yet. I was in the room with Charlie, Brian, and Amy, and Rhonda, and I forgot who else was in the room with me. But I was so exhausted, and I went to lean on the bed, and it's an old antique dresser. The mirror would move back and forth. It's like on hinges. Standing there, and I laid my head down on the foot of the bed, and the thing goes whoosh, like forward. And they're like, oh, my God, did you just see that? And I was like, oh, But the first part of that, we captured a door being shut on Bill Reap's face. I mean, it was crazy. So, but we haven't shared that yet. I'm letting Bill do that. Giving him that, because he was the one that was dissed. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And the thing is, you know, we were there, you and I were there, everyone was there, and there's so many buildings in that little mining town, and I only investigated two buildings that whole time I was there, and there's like over 13, and I was like, oh my God, oh. I can't even imagine what else, you know, we would have been able to capture or come in contact with if we would have went in all the other buildings. But I'm looking forward to coming back next year because they asked me to be one of the headliners. So pretty stoked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place. And now that they're getting that open again, I think that a lot of the activity will start increasing because the spirits have
absolutely
a chance to interact with more people again. So I think it's pretty new and exciting for those who want to go out there and check out the Vulture City Paracon coming up next year. Highly recommend it. You know,
yes.
We were just talking about it, the last show and everything. It was a great time. I really liked that place.
Yeah.
And the owner's really cool, too.
They're going to have it for they're going to have 3 days. 3 days instead of two, which is awesome. So I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, 3 days is better. That's perfect.
Yeah. I'll be there a couple days earlier to wander around, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be exciting. So what did you get when you were at Vulture City? How was things? Did you get any good evidence when you were there?
Yeah, we got the we were with a group of people. We got some EVPs that were pretty cool. Bill was using his SLS cam, and this figure popped up on a chair, and he asked me to go over there, and I put my hand out, and it reached for me, and I'm like, he's like, oh, so, because he was kind of getting to this, the spirit asking him, you know, hey, do you like this woman? You know, kind of bringing it over to see if the spirit would interact, and I'm, because it was in the brothel. And so I reached my hand out, and it reached its hand out to me. And then I lifted my hand, and I put it on the top of his head, and he bent down, like, whoa, sort of thing, which was pretty cool. We also did get a EVP session in Henry Wickenburg's house, where it was myself, Amy Green, Christian Reap, Rhonda Grimes, Bill Reap and Sherry from Ghost Hunters. We were in that little house. It was all women and one guy, which is Bill. And we were asking, I asked a question, and we played back the EVP, and it was so loud and so creepy. But this man's voice goes, I hate you, like that.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, whoa. So we don't know if he was saying it to me, but I don't know why he would say that because I never did nothing wrong to the guy. And Bill, he was with all these women, so he's probably jealous that Bill's around all these ladies. You know, it's right by the brothel. So we think that the guy we captured in Henry Wickenburg's house was the guy in the brothel that he captured on the SLS. So we went inside. And there's no wind, and I had to make that, you know, known. And we were standing in there, and Bill's like, you don't want me in here, do you? And Bill walks out the door, and he stands in front of the door outside on the wood walkway in front of the brothel. And he goes, if you don't want me in here, shut that door. And it freaking... boom! It slammed so hard that it backed off a little bit and banged again against the railing. It was crazy, Stefan. And then after that, a light anomaly went past. On the video, you could see a white anomaly pass by my camera as the door was shutting. It was nuts. I can't wait till he puts it out there. Yeah. So lots of EVPs, lots of feels, lots of energy. There was definitely a lot of spirit in that town, a lot. You can feel them everywhere you went, everywhere. Different vibe, majorly different vibe than I've felt in a long time, probably because there were so many of them.
Wow. And with Wickenburg's house, he's got the hanging tree right in front of his door.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if maybe one of the spirits that was saying he hates you could have been one of those thongs, one of the 18 that were hung on the tree. Because it's right there.
That's totally possible.
In Vicksburg, he was the head guy. So he would be one of the people that would be the judges for the hanging.
Oh, that makes sense.
You never know. So he might be thinking that Bill is him and saying, dude, I hate you because you hung me or something like that. You know, we don't know who he's talking to.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I want to go back there when there's not so many people, and I want to investigate that area. I want to see if I can get some residual, you know, yelling and screaming and just all that and communication, because there was a lot of people there, and you know, with the contamination and everything, you know, we had to throw a lot away. So yeah, I'd like to do that, you know, with a small group of people. And you know, it'd be really cool is put a camera on that tree, like a static cam, and just let it sit there and point at that tree all night. See what you can get.
Absolutely. You never know, because maybe something might come into frame, something might show itself hanging there. I mean, there could be so many possibilities. And if spirits are still stuck there, they'll be wandering in and out of that house right there. So that'd be kind of cool. I mean, that's a good experiment. Three days, you might think about putting that camera there.
I think I better.
Yeah, write that down. Don't forget.
I mean, even if I don't, you know, if there's someone out there that wants to do it, because I would love to see, you know, what evidence they may capture, because that makes me happy when others capture amazing evidence. I love it. It makes me happy to be in this field, and it makes me happy that I'm doing what I'm doing. So.
Absolutely. For those who want to, hold on. For those of you who are listening, you're listening to My Darkest Hour Radio. We've been speaking with Michelle LeBaron. She's the investigator we're referring to as the Ghost Magnet. So we're hearing a lot of her stories, a lot of her experiences. Is there a website these people can go to find out more information about what you got going on and maybe see some of your evidence? Because they're asking about how they can contact you.
Michelle, MichelleLeBaron /paranormal investigator on Facebook. That's my like page. That's my paranormal page. That's where you'll see the Jackson House evidence.
Nice. So what's coming up in the future?
Oh, gosh. I've got a lot.
Just go ahead and break it down.
Going on. let's see. Next month, I'll be filming a documentary at a location that I can't say yet. It'll be Lisa and I and some people will be filming at this location for a documentary. We're going to be going to Vegas for Shock Fest with Christina George, Lisa Ludwig, and I.
Cool.
We were filmed for a documentary from Haunted Routes. I was filmed and questioned and filmed in Vulture City, and Lisa was questioned and filmed at the Union Brewery in Virginia City. It's one big, awesome documentary, and we get to go to Vegas for Shock Fest to be there for support. And April, I'm going to Dallas to meet with some fellow investigators. We're going to be investigating some haunted locations in Dallas. August, I'll be doing a paranormal UFO convention in Washington with the Yates.
Wow.
There's some other ones missing, and I'm I'm horrible. October, I'll be doing the first week of October, I will be doing the VultureCon. And then the end of October, I will be doing another event, a local event, speaking and helping out a good friend with an event that she will be doing. So that's just so far. I don't know what else I'm doing. I'm going to be collaborating with teams and individual investigators with Rhonda and Lisa with the REAP Investigation West Coast branch. And, yeah, we're going to be very busy, very, very busy this next coming year. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. It's cool that you do a lot of stuff with Lisa. You know, I reached out to her today to come on the show.
Oh, God, she's amazing. She, oh, my God. Just wait. She's going to be perfect on that show. You're going to adore her. She's just a beautiful light, and she's very talented, and she's put on this earth to share her gifts with everyone, just like myself. And that's why her and I vibe so well. And it's actually pretty crazy the way we get along so well. She's light and I'm dark, but I'm light, you know, I'm happy and kind, yippee, you know, that sort of thing. But we are yin and yang to the fullest. And when we're together investigating, we mesh so well. And I'm pretty excited to have Rhonda Grimes along with us because she meshes well with us as well. So, but yeah, you're going to adore her. She's going to rock that show. She's going to rock your show big time.
Awesome. Looking She's forward awesome. To it. Excited. I asked her last year, but she didn't get back to me. We didn't have a chance to revisit the idea. So I hit her up today, and then
yeah.
she said she wants to be on the show. So cool. We're going to have her on in a few weeks. It's going to be fun.
Hell yeah. It's going to be a blast. You'll love her. I love my bestie. She's
so
my
awesome.
Light, man.
So
you She's been there for me.
That's awesome, and that's a good thing to say. You know, you come across a lot of people to investigate with, and then there's some people you just totally match up with and just get a lot of stuff done, and it's almost like putting two pieces together to make a team stronger, you know. The more energy, the love and life that comes out there, you guys can get more done together.
You know, it's taken me a while. To you know, because I've worked with a lot of people and I've trusted a lot of people, and unfortunately I've been screwed over a lot and treated like shit, but I've gotten rid of those people out of my life, and you know, I finally found my family, my paranormal family, and just plain family, and I'm very loved and very blessed to have every single one of them in my life. I cherish each one of them. So thankful, so thankful.
And that's awesome. But sometimes you got to go through that that box of who's who and pull out the bad
mm-hmm.
ones and get rid of them just so you can get down to the good ones. And that's what
exactly.
you do. There's a lot more bad ones out there than there are good ones. So when you find the good one, you're like, oh, this is golden. You know, it's a great find.
It's like, I see the light. Yes.
Exactly. Wow, that's
awesome.
Yeah. Well, cool. We have about 9 minutes left, so I'm about to get ready to start shutting down the show. Unfortunately, it's only an hour. They allow me to sit there and ramble on about paranormal goodies.
That goes quick.
So,
that goes quick.
Isn't that crazy? And I got so many requests.
Oh my,
well, do 2 hour show, 2 hours, blah, blah, blah. And I could totally do that because I have so many great guests on, like you and stuff, that we can just go on and talk about stories and all these great things. And, you know, and I, that's what I do this show for, to really reach out to the investigators that I noticed are worth talking to and finding out more about so we can get this information out there, you know? So it really means a lot to get people like you on the show.
Thanks, Stefan. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That makes my heart happy. We there are a lot. there are a lot of good investigators out there that people don't know about, you know? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to collaborate with people that people don't know, that aren't out there, you know, and we're going to show them up. We're going to show them to the world, not to the world, to Facebook world right now, but, you know,
yeah,
and
social
show
media
people
world.
What, the, yeah, show people what these people really have and what they bring on, what they bring to the table. And I'm pretty stoked. I've already got a list of people already, and oh, it's going to be awesome. And it'll be Facebook Live, all of them. So I'm going to be getting a REAP investigation West Coast page up and running this winter. And then we're going out full force. And Chris and Bill REAP from REAP Investigations and Amy Green, they will be traveling west and they will be joining us. So, you know, I love the REAPs so much. They are my family, and I am truly honored to be part of their family and part of the REAP investigation team. Truly honored they asked myself and Lisa and Rhonda to be part of it. So,
awesome.
I love them. Yeah. I love them, love them, love them. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to even have a couple of investigations in certain places that no one's been, that we already have locked in. So,
nice. New territory. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll put it out there and let everyone else, after we're done with it, they can come in and do their thing. But, yeah, we definitely will share that, because we don't take that like, oh, this is my place, it's not yours, you know, because another team might come in and capture something, you know, more than what we did, which is excellent. And I would like to see that. So I don't claim places. Yeah.
You can't claim places
and areas. Yeah.
Hey, you're just doing the same old thing over and over again. Let somebody new, let a fresh pair of eyes come in and check it out. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
You know, we're all in this together to learn more. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I think I'm going to hit the hay now. I'm beat.
Okay. You were saying something right before I cut you off. Sorry.
Oh, I just said I'm about ready to hit it for the night. Hit the sack.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I truly appreciate it. I've been wanting to get you on the show for a while now, and this is the perfect opportunity. It was good to see you in Vulture City, and next time we'll definitely make some time for us to do some investigating together. You know,
exactly.
Mandatory.
Please. It is mandatory. We will do it. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. And we'll talk to you again soon. When you get that new website and that new thing's happening, hit me up and we'll do a promotion for it, and we'll get it on the air.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Have
Thank
a blessed
you. Thank
evening.
You so much again. You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, you guys listening out there, that was Michelle Barron, you know, the ghost magnet. Get used to that name, because we're going to refer to her as that. And when you guys see her at the events, you can go up to her and ask her about that as well. She's a great investigator with true passion in her heart for investigating. So when you see her out there at the Paracons, go hit her up. She's great to talk to you, and, you know, she might turn you on to some new tips and tricks. So it never hurts to ask. So with that being said, I want to give a shout-out to my sponsors, Chili Man Salsa Company, Chilliman Salsa Company, making some of the best, most tasty and good heat paranormal salsa, all different flavors. You know, check it out. I love it. Can't live without it. Want to give a shout out to P-Tech, Paranormal Technologies, Mike Murray and the guys out there making all those wonderful equipment that we use for the paranormal investigating and making those awesome IR lights as well to keep us from bumping into things around us. Also want to give a shout out to Liz Johnson and Lizzie Wizzy's Craft, Lizzie Wizzy's Crafty Creations, for keeping all the nice warm goods and all the things to keep us warm around there in the cold, dark of the asylums doing the paranormal investigations. And I want to give a shout out to Northern Nevada Ghost Hunters, who's been one of my sponsors this year, taking care of me at all these paranormal events. I want to give a shout out to liveparanormal.com, all the mediators in the chat room, all the people who make it happen, and of course our hosting station, Blog Talk Radio, and everybody at History FM Radio putting out the word of the show. We seem to be growing and growing, and a lot of people getting emails to me. You can write to me at mydarkesthourradio@gmail.com for any questions. If you want me to look at any pictures or video, I do appreciate those. And I'll do my best to get back to you. It takes me a little time because I do get hundreds of emails, but I do appreciate every single one. If you give me a chance, I will get back to you on those. So once again, thanks to everybody, and thanks to you listeners out there. I will be gone for a few weeks, and I will be back on the 14th, I believe, we will have Lisa Ludwig, the lady we were all just talking about on the show, who's going to be coming on and finding a little bit about her side of the story. She was talking, Michelle was talking about her, how great she's to investigate with. So we will find out a little bit more, and that show will be on November 14th. So, the next couple of weeks, enjoy the rerun shows. And if you, like I said, if you want to send me an email, you can at mydarkestourradio@gmail.com. So that's going to be it for me. And we will see you guys all in a couple of weeks. So if you're going out there investigating, remember, investigate safe.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on liveparanormal.com.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.